The information and opinions presented in this podcast are based on research done at a particular point in time. The fields of medicine, surgery, psychology, etc. are constantly evolving as new studies and movements happen. Please take into account the year of any particular episode's publication, and as new information presents itself, we will do our best to release updated episodes on the topics. Listener discretion is advised for references to medical terminology of body parts. Unless otherwise stated, no one speaking on this podcast is a medical or legal professional and cannot provide medical or legal advice. Welcome to the Trans Field Guide. Since National Coming Out Day is tomorrow, I thought it would be a good idea to do a short rundown on safety in regards to coming out, and the do's and don'ts of discussing other trans people's identities. Let's start with coming out safely. There are a seemingly infinite number of ways that trans people can come out to their friends and family. While generally speaking, there is no right or wrong way to come out to anyone, you should always consider the safety of yourself, what you think the other person's response will be, what you're comfortable with doing, and how much time you think the receiving party will need to process the news. It's perfectly okay to put off coming out until you are in a situation you think is more safe, secure, and stable. You're not obligated to come out to anybody, and you're not obligated to come out at any particular time. Some people put off coming out until they're living independently from their parents, so that they don't have to worry about being cut off financially or being kicked out of their home. Some people put off coming out to certain family members indefinitely for any number of reasons, and have accepted that that family member will be distant or no longer a part of their lives. The thing to remember is that coming out is something you do as part of your personal journey. It should be something that is freeing, that marks a step on your journey towards being yourself. Therefore, if coming out will put you in danger or bring unnecessary struggle to your life that you're currently not equipped or ready to handle, it's okay to wait a little while longer. When you do come out, understand that different people will react differently, even if they all end up reacting positively. Try to tailor your announcement to each person or group specifically, and always make sure that both parties have the ability to leave the conversation at any point. Neither party should feel like they're cornered when giving or receiving any kind of big news. If you want to ensure that your message gets delivered in full without interruption, consider writing or recording it and delivering it either physically or electronically. As I stated in my coming out episode last year, I came out to my parents via email so that the message could be delivered in full without me chickening out midway, and so that they could have the time to process the information before responding. Some people feel that it's important to deliver that information in person, and that's totally fine as well. When doing this, you might consider having the conversation in a public place like a restaurant, where both parties have driven themselves, so that there's less likelihood of there being a scene, and either party can leave if it becomes too uncomfortable. Those are just a couple of examples, but there are so many more options available out there. Take your time to decide on what you want to do. For coming out at work, it's always a wise decision to read through your company's discrimination and harassment documentation, as well as your state's discrimination laws, before taking any steps, to ensure that you won't put your employment on the line. Then talk to your HR department or a trusted supervisor, and they can help you plan your next steps in coming out to the rest of the company and updating your employee information in their systems. Along the lines of coming out to people, it's important to be considerate of not outing trans people without their consent. This includes using phrases like "when he was she" or using their birth name when telling stories about the trans person. The safe thing to do is to assume that no one knows this person is trans unless the individual themselves has specifically stated otherwise. If you're ever unsure and have the ability to ask beforehand, please do. It's less hassle for the trans person to say, "yeah, you can use this name," or "no, I'm not out to them yet, please use this other name," than them having to put out fires later. If you don't have the ability to ask beforehand, my suggestion is to just not talk about them at all if possible. If you're just having a casual conversation and are telling a story that passively involves a trans friend, you can use my friend without specifying who it is. If the story is directly about that trans friend, take a moment to weigh how important it really is that you tell that story right now. Bear in mind that outing that trans friend could be putting them in danger, and is that the risk that you want to take to tell an interesting or amusing anecdote? Is the trans person's life or story any business of the individual you're talking to? If the point of telling the story is to use it as an example to educate someone else about transitioning or trans rights, you can omit the person's name or identifying characteristics and still get the point across. My friend who is trans is getting top surgery is safer than my roommate who is trans is getting top surgery. The more vague you can make it, the better. But also remember that their personal life is not your right to share with the world. This is true of anyone, really. Be mindful and courteous about what you tell others, and if the subject of your discussion would appreciate this conversation. Like this episode? Tell someone about it. Have any questions or concerns? Please feel free to send an email to transfieldguide@gmail.com. Also be sure to subscribe to keep up with the latest episodes. Stay safe, and remember, I'm proud of you.